Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in to our boardroom chat today. I tell you, God's doing glorious and wonderful things.
Every day.
Every day. Praise the Lord. It's such a blessing of the Lord. I'd like you to tell your friends about our boardroom chats and our Faith the Facts and Kathy's program on Glorious Living and our television broadcast that goes on. We're just literally reaching people, changing lives.
And your podcast.
One soul at a time. And podcast.
Which you just did a podcast.
Not too long ago, yeah. And on about increase. Don't mm-hmm. you want increase?
It was alive.
Yeah, live. I hope you can watch it, and it's just such
a
blessing.
You can still watch it, even though it was live, and we want to do more of those. I hope you'll do that.
You know, people ask me all the time.
Trying to give you more work.
Yeah, give me more work.
But you seem to enjoy it.
Well, I'm going to tell you why I work a lot. I'm going to talk about that today.
Okay.
I do not want to live in the land of woe.
The land of what?
The land of woe.
Woe. W-O-E? Woe. Woe. Woe is me?
Woe. So let's go to the book of Amos.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Chapter 6, verse 1. You ready?
I'm ready.
It says, whoa.
verse 1.
That's
okay.
Right. Woe to them that are
at ease
in Zion and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations to whom the house of Israel came. I want to deal with that word, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. I like the Message translation.
Okay.
Woe to you who think you live on Easy Street in Zion, who think Mount Samaria is the good life. You assume you're at the top of the heap, voted number one best place to live. Well, wake up and look around and get off your pedestal. Or like we say in Louisiana, get off your butt. Praise God. The land of woe. Reason why, Kathy, that we are reaching people, changing lives, preaching almost 24/7 every day, because I don't want to live in the land of woe.
Whoa.
There's a world to be touched. And he said, go to the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, excuse my French, I can't do that just sitting on my butt. I got to get up and do something.
You need to wake up and smell the coffee.
Well, whatever. Praise God. You understand that, you'll understand. And there's nothing wrong with retiring. I have no problem with that. But that word is not me and Kathy's vocabulary, because we're constantly moving, preaching, going somewhere, doing something. Wherever. Even if we go to eat lunch, we wind up talking about the Word of God. We always kind of, you know, hey, you Jesse the Planets, or you Kathy the Planets, whatever. And we're just talking about the glorious work of the Lord. The other day we was in Chick-fil-A, and we like Chick-fil-A, you know, and it was a blessing of the Lord. And this lady grabbed my hand as I was walking out. She goes, I know you. No, I wasn't walking. I was going to get some pepper and salt. I know you. I watch you all the time. I said, well, thank you. You made my day. And it just really blessed her when I said that. But the reason why, because, you know, we always working, we're always doing something. And people say, well, do you think you'll ever slow down? Yes, I will. There's a time that I will slow down. And that's when everybody's touched by the power of God. That's about 8 billion people. We have the technology to do that today. That's amazing to me, because of all the satellites we got and Wi-Fi and everything you can think of. It's almost amazing to even say it. 8 billion people, almost 8 billion on this planet, and we can preach to all of them if they tune in 7 minutes. Hmm. That is unheard of. You know, that's the technology of today. That's why I said, go in the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Not only are we going physically, we do that all the time, but we do it social media, we do it in broadcast television, we do it at lunch. I don't think we've ever had a vacation where I wasn't preaching somewhere, doing something, you know, some kind of... So it, always, because to us, it's not a suggestion. It's a command to go in the world and preach that gospel.
You know, this whole chapter is filled with woes.
Yeah, a lot of woes. We don't want to be in the land of woe. See, now, people, let me tell you something about living by faith. It's a difficult position to live by faith. Mm. To win... Well, let me just read it, the point God gave me. Living by faith is a difficult position to win and a difficult position to hold. You have to hold on. You know, I like that old song, hold on, I'm coming. You know, I like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, you have I thought to you were going to sing a different song.
You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. I like
See,
that
I don't know that almost every time that we do a chat, we have a song, just either comes to me or Jesse, mostly Jesse, and he kind of just starts.
Well, I learned that song. The reason I say, hold on, I'm coming, I hear from her all the time. Kathy, are you ready to go? Hold on, I'm coming. You know, she got to do something. She walked by some other room, ooh. She goes, don't go do there. Something. She'll go do this.
I'm almost ready. Wait, I have to do one more thing. Oh, I have to go get my purse. Oh, I have to get my phone.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll go in the living room where you have the piano, which is right next to my closet where I'm getting dressed in, and he'll play like I'll Fly Away real fast, thinking that'll speed me up, but it doesn't always work.
The one that I can't get her, she'll walk past the bathroom and stop. I better go to the bathroom. I said, do you have to go? She goes, no. Then why are you going?
That was unnecessary.
Because she don't want to get into the land of woe if we're in the car. You know?
I want to be prepared.
Thank God.
This reminds me of verse 3. Woe to you who are, this is the Message Bible which you opened up to me. Woe unto you who are rushing headlong to disaster.
That's so
catastrophe
true.
Catastrophe is just around the corner. Woe to those who live in luxury and expect everyone else to serve them. Let me just read a few more. Verse 5 says, woe to those who live only for today, indifferent to the fate of others.
That's why I'm a visionary specialist. I believe in vision for tomorrow.
Yeah, not just today.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have a vision bigger than today, I think.
That's correct. Yeah. Yes, indeed. See, living by faith is a difficult position to win and a difficult position to hold. You have to constantly. I had someone ask me not long ago, how do I increase our faith? Well, more of the Word of God. More, not missing services. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Listen to me. It'll keep you out the land of woe. You won't even give it to the boundaries of woe, W-O-E.
Yeah.
Woe to them. See, when you understand it, you'll understand this. This faith that we use is not mental ecstasy. I think some people think that. What it is moral energy. It's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. I believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, because the only way you can please God is through faith.
Right.
I think you preached on that not too long ago. You see, and it keeps me focused. And I've said this so many times. You focus on your priority, you eliminate all your confusion. You know, I mean, I go forward. He said, go and preach the gospel. Now, I have to have partners like you who help me do that, spiritually, physically, financially. I need you praying for us. I need you believing with us, and I need you supporting us too. I wish all these things were free, but they're not. But I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get it done. I mean, I'm telling you, and God's word is so true. And people say, boy, you seem to be happy all the time, because I stay away from the land of woe, W-O-E. He says, woe to them that are at ease. See, a lot of people are always just looking to sit down to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not that kind of a man, and you're not that kind of a woman. You know, we built a church called Covenant Church. She's the pastor. What do we work? Kathy's doing 24/7. If she's not at the church, she's at the house writing something for the church to do. And she's right in the middle of it herself. And me too, same thing on the road. I'm going this, I'm going there, I'm going there. Like this week coming, my God, man, she's going way one way, I'm going the other. Whoom, 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 whoom. And sometime we meet up, praise God, and preaching the glorious gospel of the Lord. Because we have to keep our faith strong. I call it that extra level, that higher level, that stage. Call it stage 4 faith, whatever you want to do. I think Bill Weston calls it the fourth dimension or something. And it's a blessing of the Lord. See,
it's a higher level. It's a deeper. It's getting what we're talking about today is really making sure your priorities are in the right place.
Right.
And I love the whole thing about, because it is a lot of people are just walking headlong on that big wide pathway, but narrow is the way into Jesus.
That's right.
He's expecting you to live a holy life, to put him first, to not be distracted by the things of life. And verse 6 in Amos 6 in the Message translation says, verse 6, we didn't get to that, where it says, woe to those addicted to feeling good, life without pain, those obsessed with looking good, life without wrinkles. they could not care less about their country going to ruin. So instead of just being focused on yourself and how you look and what's going on with you, take a step back and look at the big picture. Look at the whole world and how the whole world that doesn't know Jesus is destined for eternity in hell.
That's right.
And that should give us a big, that says, wake up.
I can give you one point of everything right there, and I have it in my notes. We must always be at peace, but never at ease.
Mm. Woe to those who are at ease.
We're not
in
at
Zion.
Ease. We must always be at peace. What does peace mean? Possession of adequate resource. Nothing broken, nothing missing. But we should never be at ease. Mm. And I mean necessarily, I will retire when the last person says, Jesus, come into my life. You see what I'm saying? But until that wonderful day, and I'm believing God to get the whole world saved. So do you think it will? Well, I'm going to do my best to do it. And if you do your best to do it. I had a man say, why don't you come do this over there? And I said, are you a partner to my ministry? He said, well, no. I said, that's why. Well, he thought I was, well, why would you say? Because it takes a lot of money to go. Won't you come over there? Why don't you help us to do that? We don't mind doing the work, you see, because we're not at ease. We refuse to live in the land of woe, W-O-E, I wouldn't know, because I refuse to be at ease.
We're not at ease. And like you often have said recently, it seems like, that a lot of the people who are sort of our age or who started in the gospel, started preaching about our time that we did, many of them are either retired or they're dead.
That's so true.
They're not in the ministries. I think once you stop doing what God's called you to do, you lose out. You're the one who loses.
You know, a sign of ease in the church is the tolerance of sin. I find a lot of people, they quit praying, they quit believing. You know, all
they
of a sudden,
confronting sin, yeah, either in their life or someone else's.
Becomes easy to them.
Right.
You see, they live more in the flesh than they do in the spirit. Even though we live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God. You've heard me talk about that. So when you understand this, that there's much to be done and not a lot of time to do it. You know, people say, well, my God, you know, people say Jesus has been coming for a thousand years. See, that's your way of thinking. Let me tell you how long Jesus has been gone. A weekend. What? A weekend. The Bible says 1,000 years is one day with the Lord. That's why he said in the book of Revelations, surely I come quickly. Now, he wasn't talking to a woman named Shirley. He was saying, Shirley, listen to me. And
Shirley's
he could talk to a woman
quickly.
Named Shirley if you want to do it. I come quickly. And when you understand that, my God, we're going to see him coming. Mm. But we must be, you'll never find me without my hand on the plow, going
That's
forward.
Good. We're not
to
looking
do
back.
What God said. I don't look back.
We look
to do
forward.
What?
Amen.
You know, and it's just such a blessing of the Lord to understand what we're talking about, you see. And so woe to them that are at ease. And so I find a lot of churches are at ease. You know, they have enough. They got a little money. They got, you know, hey, you know, the pastor says, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
How many times you used to want to send preachers off to them so they could get more word and they go, nah.
No, I've been there. I don't need that.
You don't need it. Well, no, you do need it. So you got it at ease. See, and that's you open yourself up for things to come at you, you know. It's kind of like, you know, you ever get a what they call an electrical razor, and you put it on a stand to charge it. Now, it'll go good for a while, but if you don't recharge it, you ain't going to be able to do nothing.
Yeah, and that happened to you, because lately, every time I look at you, you missed a spot.
Yeah,
you had a big old chunk right here with this white hair coming out. His beard is white.
Boy, if I ever let my beard grow, you think it'd be another Santa Claus. I ain't kidding. My hair's so white, you know. But I'll tell you
but
one
he,
more.
But he went through it. You said you had passed that.
Did I cut it off this
you
morning?
You did better today.
I did better
today. I got to get you another. Did you get that new?
I got that new one out,
a different razor.
Yeah. What happened with that other one? I guess probably needs some blades in it. It wasn't cutting good.
And
I just go with it as fast as I can. But I tell you, I refuse.
But there's a sermon right there.
I
just thought about it.
Yeah. Okay. You want to preach it?
No, you were just saying that's a good example. Because
yes.
You thought you took care of it. And sometimes you were at ease and you didn't even take that closer look in the mirror, but thankfully you have a good wife.
Is that why you forgot making that gumbo?
I didn't forget. I just haven't had the time.
You
I got to go get my supplies.
You got a little ease on the gumbo Mama, you got to get in there and get it.
I got to go get my supplies. I know where the supplies are.
Yeah,
I need fresh chicken thighs. I need some andouille sausage.
Last night.
And I need about 4 hours.
Last night.
Don't talk.
This was funny. Last night, we went to eat at, there's a pizza place here called Reginelli's, and we had some friends with us. Watch this.
I don't know what it's going to say.
The lady, I don't know if you've seen that lady, she goes,
oh, yeah.
How many times do y'all come here?
I'm thinking, what a stupid thing to say.
That's kind of a dumb thing. Well, first thing first, Kathy,
I'm a customer. You want me to start, you want me to leave? Is that what you're telling me?
Let me help you. We eat out twice a day.
Not always.
Excuse me, I'm going to have to cast this lying devil out of this woman.
No, I'm not.
In the name of Jesus.
Every day?
Almost every day.
See, he had to add the word almost.
Yeah, almost? This show.
Whoa. Whoa. Jesse. Whoa can mean stop, too, but it's spelled differently.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we're making a joke about the land of woe, but it ain't funny living in the land of woe.
No, it's not.
You see what I'm saying? Let me give you a point that the Lord gave me. Wake up to the word woe before you feel its dreadful reality. For you find yourself in a pit, in a hole, and you don't know how you got there. I got a sermon, people, I was criticizing people. I say, he who slings mud will surely lose ground. Now, you think about that, man. You're pulling out foundation out from under your feet. And so you don't do that. Let me say it again. Wake up to the word woe before you feel its dreadful reality. Hmm. And so many people are like that. You know, they say, well, you know, we should do that, but we're not. Well, you know, like one person told me one time, I didn't feel like giving. Well, how many people went to hell because you didn't give? I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just think about it, especially to ministries that are doing the work of the Lord. Think about that for a minute. See what I'm saying? I think about that. I've got to go do what I got to do. And you know why? And when we come back, you know what we look for? Things like this. Testimonies. Why don't you read some real quick? People, something that we've done. We didn't stay at ease in Zion. We didn't stay living in the land of woe. Read some of these and see. Look what they say.
Well, they're watching from everywhere. East Africa, Venezuela, Nigeria. Sometimes they just tell us where they're watching from, and other times they'll give us a testimony or a comment. Karen says, thank you for being faithful to preach the whole gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone named Kay says, I always enjoy listening to you both. The lessons you share speak to my heart. I know that those things I have asked for will manifest in my life. I know my prayers will result in the people of the Philippines having opportunities for good pay.
Praise God.
My heart has eyes that see the vision within. My heart can see this vision clearly. Jesus is Lord. So this K must be from Philippines. Pray for her nations. Like we just...
You know, I've been asked to go to the Philippines many times. Just never have gone. I got to go over there one time. You know what I mean? When I hear, you know, I'm busy. But that's no excuse. I just got to just put it in the calendar, I guess, the best way to do it. Keep on reading if you got some more.
We're going to talk about your schedule?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not in the land of woe.
That's right. No slowing down here. Okay, and the RG says, I love hearing your messages. I cannot tell you how my faith has soared. It's such a blessing to hear Brother Jesse preach.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you for saying that, and I will agree with that.
I will, too. Maria says, thank you for your service in teaching, sharing leadership examples, biblical wisdom, and your stories. You're greatly appreciated. I love you both. I've been watching since 1984.
84?
God bless you more and more.
I tell you what, I forget about the time. I forget about how long I've been preaching, and I realize 49 years ago, I preached my first message. We're coming up in 2026 on the first week of January. I'll be preaching 50 years.
All next year, we're going to celebrate 50 years. That's a big deal.
50 years.
Of consistently, never left. We didn't go back and then come back. We've been going straight ahead entire time.
Never at ease. We don't believe in ease. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But we're at peace. But not at ease.
And we're not struggling.
No, by no means. You know, just whatever it takes to do whatever it takes to do. I mean, we just do it.
Yeah.
Are we tired sometimes? Well, sure we're tired. I mean, you know, just like anybody else, we're human. But, you know, what really wears me out more than lack of sleep is people criticizing and they ain't doing anything. You know what I mean? They criticize faith, living by faith. They criticize prosperity. They criticize healing. God says they love your enemies, and they're going, we ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? And, even our president said that the other day. I hate my enemies, you know? I can understand why, because I don't know if anybody's ever been attacked politically as much as President Trump.
Well, that's what people do. They criticize. Yeah. That's what Satan always did. He was the first one did that, and everybody that does it in that way with the wrong spirit is they're imitating their father, Satan, the devil. So it's not that everybody criticizes is a
but
devil.
Ephesians but Ephesians 5, verse 1
says, it's the wrong attitude.
Be ye therefore imitators of God.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord that God's
children,
not at ease.
And walk in love.
He is looking to take care of us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. If I go to Australia, he comes with me. If I come back, he comes back with me. I mean, my God, he comes to my house. Even when I'm sleeping, he's there. My Lord, when I'm up, he's there. He never leaves or forsakes. And that doesn't mean we don't have trouble. I mean, we get hit on a lot of different things. So what? You know, we focus on those priorities, which is to go in the world and preach this glorious gospel.
Yeah.
Get people saved and healed and blessed and everything. My God.
The only one we really want to please ultimately is God. You know, we of course we like to make sure you're enjoying
yes,
the Word
indeed.
Of God.
We bless
that,
our partners.
That we try to make everything we do be done with excellence. We improve our equipment. We're always updating things. We're always adding more things so that we can get
Amen.
More word out, whether we go to new places, like just here in May, no, in August, we went to several different nations
Ooh.
In Europe.
Yeah, in Europe.
So
I
we're expanding and we're planning scheduling for 26, and so much is going on and we just love it. But we're we please God by doing what He's called us to do.
Amen.
And ultimately, I believe we're pleasing other people. That's why we love to read the testimonies. They hear the Word of God that we put out through
Amen.
Different platforms, different programs. And I love it when you send us your comments. I just have two more
sure,
before
go
we go on.
Go ahead.
Hannon says, "Create your world and walk in it!" Exclamation point. I say it to myself daily. I believe that way. And I've been a partner with your ministry since January, and I'm glad to be. This message was perfect timing for me to keep pushing. Blessings to you and your family and church members. Let's keep uniting for our Lord and Savior Jesus. Now, that's a beautiful testimony.
Right. And became a partner. I think you ought to become a partner. I'll tell you what, this is a ministry that has very fruitful soil. The anointing of increase is on us. That's so we can live better.
Right.
So we can do more.
Reach
for
more
God's
people,
kingdom.
And change
you know
more
what?
Lives.
And God don't mind blessing us personally, as well as blessing you personally, as well as blessing your vision. If you'd like to be a partner, and I pray that you become one, you can go to jdm.org, and that's our website, and hit a donate button if you'd like to. You can use PayPal if you want to use that, or text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to the free JDM app and give that way, select the giving you want. Or you can just mail in a donation to our ministry, whatever. And 100% of it, I can't emphasize that enough. 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. That's what we do here. Even in the local areas, we Catholics pastor the church. I mean, you know, we got people, our men's ministry, they go out there, not men, men and women, they go and they hit the streets. They do. We just do what I think most churches do. And to bless them. And not so we can get more people in terms of numbers, but to get more souls into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I think that's worthy of your support. And I can honestly say, and even the IRS believes me, I don't take your money. That's not mine. That belongs to God because you gave it to the Lord and to the ministry. That's what it's all about. So pray about becoming a part of it. And watch this anointing of increase begin to come upon you. And I mean, it will happen. Hang in there. Now, sometimes it takes some time. I'm not going to lie. It does take some time. And the reason why, because Satan's fighting everything you want to do. And I've said this before so many times. What he uses more effective against people than anything else is not doubt and unbelief. Everybody thinks that. It's time. He said, if I can delay this thing, they'll quit praying. They'll quit believing. They'll quit giving. And the Bible says, let us not be weary in well-doing. You know, becoming a partner to this ministry, I can say it without arrogance or anything, is well-doing. The Lord trusts us and believes in us, and we believe in Him. So that's why we don't want to be in the land of, whoa. You know, I mean, even a horse, when he hears that, he stops. Whoa. You know, what is this? You know what I'm saying? He's waiting for a
I
command.
I think that's a different spelling, but it means the same thing.
Whoa, yeah, it's close enough, W-H-O-A.
Whoa, it means stop.
Yeah, whoa, stop. Well, whoa, it's... It's
it
like
should,
W-E.
It should make you stop and look around.
That's that point. I got to let me refine that point again about wake up to the word woe before you feel its dreadful reality. Mm. And I like that. And when you understand that, mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you a good example. You remember they call it the greatest horse, Secretariat. Now, there's a big fight out there between Secretariat and Man of War. Man of War was in the 1919s and 1920s. Okay, and Secretariat. But Secretariat had a longer stride. Now watch this. He had won the Kentucky Derby, okay, in record time. He won the Preakness in record time. Now that's a lot of work on a horse. Now he's going to the biggest race he ever is going to run, and that's the Belmont, which I think is a mile and a half. That's a long way to run. Now, if you know it, this is 1973. I watched the race. And to make a long story short, when Secretariat took off, normally you got to hold that horse back to save some fuel for the end there. You have a little gas in the tank. He took off. He refused to be at ease. He would run his best. And he won by 31 lengths. And let me tell you, the horse that doesn't get much advertisement was a phenomenal horse named Sham. But he always came in second. But I think Sham didn't realize, I think he made Secretariat run harder because Sham was right there with him most of the time. And, you know, most people think about Sham who lost and this and that. But I'm telling you, Sham was a phenomenal thoroughbred, buddy. I mean, just going at it. But there was something in Secretariat that says, I'm not going to let this guy beat me. And he kept going. And then when he couldn't see Sham no more at the Belmont, he kept going. He kept advancing. He kept speeding up. Till he crossed the line. Hmm. Now, brother, that's a person that's at peace. Well, that horse was at peace, but he was not at ease till he crossed that line. Look at this horse here. You call me a horse, what you want? I am at peace, but I'm not at ease until I cross that line. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. I hope you enjoyed today what we're talking about. Woe to them that are easing Zion. Now, that's also the church. Some of you church pastors, you need to suck it up, man. You need to do something here. You need to get up and challenge your people and challenge them in a good way.
Right.
Not just financially, but I'm talking about spiritually, to get closer to God and just watch God just reverberate in your church or in your ministry. Mm-hmm. And it's such a blessing. Kathy, you have anything else to say?
I was just looking at a verse of scripture that I thought I could read as we close. It's in Hebrews chapter 12. It's a beautiful passage of scripture right after Hebrews 11, which talks about all the heroes of the faith who really weren't at ease. They were pushing forward. They attained the promise. But verse 1 in Hebrews chapter 12 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." He ran his race, kept it, and he's all those that went ahead of us are cheering us on. And we're here today to cheer you on, to not give up. Don't get relaxed in your faith. Keep pressing forward. God has a great plan for your life,
a great
victory ahead for you if you don't give up.
Well, Paul even said, I fought a good fight, because that's a fight.
Yeah.
But I like this. I finished my course.
I kept the faith.
And he kept the faith.
Amen.
Always, you know.
That's what he said. There's a crown ahead.
Yeah,
in
crown of life, righteousness later.
We have something to look forward to.
You know, when I write my partner letters, and if you're a partner, you know what I'm talking about. I always end my partner letter with, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Keep it. Because you can lose it.
Don't get easy
with it. But you lose it if you live in the land of woe. W-O-E. So don't do that.
Don't do
it. In fact, erase it from your mind. Say, I'll not have anything to do with woe. I'll have everything to do with my destiny and my destination.
And instead of woe, let's say wow. Let's live in the land of wow.
Yeah, wow. Praise God. I got two girls that work for me in my evangelism, and they sound like two cats. When I say something, they go, wow.
That's
wow.
They even got a t-shirt.
Wow. So what happened, I told one of them, their son, I said, boy, your mama, and when they talk, they go, you say something, they go, wow. I said, it sounded like a cat. And Robbie said, that's right. It sounded like, it was such a blessing. But it made us feel good. I said, boy, I tell you,
that's
girls,
better than whoa.
Yeah, that's right.
I like it. Keep saying wow, girls.
Thank you once again for watching us. Thank you for supporting us financially. Thank you for supporting us prayerfully. You can do both. Why not? God wants to bless you. And I'll believe for the hundredfold on your life, spiritually, physically, and financially, in every which way.
Amen.
Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. See you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.